The voting members of the commission include 6 state lawmakers, 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans, 2 representatives of the healthcare industry, and a policy expert from a conservative think tank. The battle lines over expanding government health insurance for low-income people tend to fall along party lines, but Seacoast Republican Senator Nancy Stiles says she doesn't believe the outcome of the study commission is predetermined by its makeup.
I hope we all go in with an open mind and try to figure out what is the very best thing to do, how we can move forward to help citizens that need help, but also not put New Hampshire in a position where it is going to be picking up the cost of everything down the road.
The commission begins by selecting a chairperson and setting the scope of study. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.